We are the Groove Suite Podcast.
Shake it out.
Giving you nothing but the best soul tunes, heard and unheard.
We got the exclusive interviews for the movers and the shakers of Duval and everywhere else.
So sit back, relax, and vibe out.
Get your potion and your ears ready. We got something good for y'all every time we do a podcast.
The Groove Suite Podcast.
Sasha Thumper.
And LP.
What's happening, everybody? Groove Suite Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in. I know we had a small break, but nevertheless, we are still moving and shaking. You always can catch us on Facebook at the Groove Suite Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at the Groove Suite. And we've been having some good little bit of posts on there, man. We've been talking about a lot of music. Last week, we talked about the whole Outkast thing, and I think I'm going to leave that for another podcast, because we have a special, special one. I feel like it's special to me, and it will definitely be special to you guys while you're listening to it. So don't want to hold Miss Lady up too much longer. I'll let her introduce herself. I was going to do it, but I want her to do it. So Miss Kimberly Hines, how are you?
Thank you for that introduction.
Well, I was going to do one, but I was like, I don't know how I want to segue into it, so I'm going to let you do it.
Okay, well, in that case, this is Kimberly. My name is Kimberly Hines. People online may know me better as Butta, and I'm the editor-in-chief of the music website, soulbounce.com. Maybe you've heard of it.
Said maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't take that for granted.
I know a lot of my people, man. We talk about it, and they definitely frequent your site, so they know about it. But I mean, for the people that don't know, she is the editor in chief of SoulBounce.com, the infamous, beautiful SoulBounce.com. Yeah. Thank you for taking your time out with me and the Groove Suite family.
Thank you for the invitation. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, man. So let's get some personal things out real quick. First off, I was like extremely nervous. So I'm doing this thing where I like reach out to people and be like, hey, I think you're a good fit for our site. Can we do an interview? Blah, 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 blah. So I've been new at this, but the fact that you hit me back up, I was like, oh my God. Like, I feel like I shot that 3-pointer. You know what I'm saying?
You shot your shot.
Yeah.
And it went in.
Yes, switch. So I appreciate that. And also, another personal thing, no flirting or nothing like that. But I follow you on Instagram, of course, at Butta Soul on Instagram, and I follow you on
Facebook. Okay.
But I really love your freckles. Like, your freckles are like
that. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. So, listeners, listen, don't think I'm on some, like, trying to get some brownie points. I already hit a 3. I ain't trying to shoot no more 3s, all right? But I just wanted to say that personally. So, but nevertheless, I love the Instagram. I love Soul Bounce. I love your Instagram. To get on that, so I see that you hit up a lot of people. Like, you touch a lot of people. I saw that you recently was at, was it the Revolt Conference, correct?
Yes, the Revolt Music Conference, yes.
Yeah, then the Essence Festival. Curious question, are you there to, like, work? Are you there to, like, well, work / network? Or are you there, like, relaxing? Like, how does that process go? I'm sure you go to some of these events and you're actually working, but give me, like, a rundown of how that works when you go to these various events, concerts, conferences, or whatnot. What is a typical day in Kim's life as the editor-in-chief and as just Kimberly Hines, as Butta?
Okay, that's a few questions. but let's see. Well, yes, these events that I attend, they are Soulbounce related. It's rare nowadays for me to go to a show just for kickback enjoyment purposes. Right. I'm, you know, typically, if I'm not tweeting from it, I'm, you know, taking notes to write up a post for the website, you know, taking photographs. Or, you know, working with a photographer who takes photographs and then, you know, sends them to me. Yeah, you know, and just kind of be out there and be seen and, you know, make connections with the artists and who we cover. you know, just to let them know, because, you know, still, even though Soul Bounce is known, you know, we've been around for 10 plus years now, a lot of people still aren't aware of the website, you know, and, you know, least of all, artists we cover. You know, I mean, you think that artists may be more in the know, but, you know, sometimes they have, you know, people, a team handling their stuff, so they're kind of insulated from everything that's going on. So sure, they may know a Bossip or a Rolling Stone, you know, but they may not be aware of a Soul Bounce. And, you know, we've been covering these artists since forever, it feels like, so they should know us. So, you know, in an effort to make sure that they're aware that we exist, and that, you know, we're like ride or die for them, we need to make sure that, you know, we make those personal face-to-face connections. So, you know, that's another reason why we attend events and, you know, concerts and try to connect with the artists and whatnot. As far as, you know, covering festivals, sure, that's work, but it's also playtime, you know, because that can be a bit, it's a lot, you know, that they have a lot of stuff jam-packed into 3 days, and, you know, it's like, you could work yourself to death, but I choose not to.
Right.
And,
see,
you know.
I see some of the vices on Soul Bounce. I think I saw something where it's like there's a flask or something like that. It was, was it a flask? Like a little plastic flask or something that you could refill, put some drinks in there, something like that. I don't know.
One of my friends brought that with her to Essence Festival, and that was one of her gifts to us. You know, oddly enough, the flask did not get used. That's how busy Essence Festival was.
Right, right. I've never been, but I've heard that it's a lot going on at Essence Festival, so.
It is sensory overload. I mean, from daytime on through middle of the night, it's multiple things to do.
Right.
So yeah, it's a lot. So you definitely gotta take your vitamins, get your sleep in before you go down to New Orleans for Essence Festival, because it's a lot going on. But like I said, in addition to the work aspect, it's fun, you know, because not only do I run Soul Bounce and I'm a, you know, music editor, but I'm also a music lover, you know, so, hey, I'm up there diddy bopping with, or Mary bopping with Mary J. Blige, you know, when she's on stage, I'm in my seat, you know, Mary bopping or whatever, you know, so I'm also enjoying myself as I'm working, quote unquote.
You know what? A lot of my listeners are going to, like, joke on me so hard because I have this thing about Mary J. Blige. So the fact that you mentioned Mary J. Blige or Mary Poppins, they're going to really like it.
Funny.
Yeah. So let's speak on, in regards to, like, the difficult parts of getting yourself out there, like, reinventing yourself in regards to going to these festivals and these concerts. So what do you find that's an occurring difficult part of getting so bounced, that credibility and whatnot, keeping it?
Well, I think that, you know, since Soul Bounce isn't on the level of a Billboard or you know, YDF.com, you know, we're still seen as a little guy. So even though, you know, we're an authority as far as soul and R&B is concerned, you know, there's still not a ceiling, but there's still a level that we haven't attained, you know, whether that's just from awareness, you know, people not being familiar with the site, which I mentioned before, you know, but that's our job to make them aware. And, you know, that's also for other artists to share the love, you know, a retweet does not kill you. You know, unless you're retweeting something ridiculous like what 45 is talking about. But otherwise, a retweet is harmless. You know, posting a link on your Facebook page to alert your fans about, you know, all the great stuff we wrote about you. that hurts nobody, but it benefits everybody. You know, so I think that, you know, it's a matter of, you know, we're here for the artists, but we need artists to also be here for us. So, you know, that can sometimes be a challenge, you know, just impressing upon artists, okay, you know, now that we've written this album review, we need you to share it with your people.
Right.
You know, we can read it, but we need other people to read it. So, you know, yeah, it's definitely a matter of awareness, letting people know, hey, you got to share the stuff that anybody writes about. Share your podcast. Share what other blogs write about you. You know, because we don't have to. There's a million artists out here that we could write about. Right. So the fact that we chose to write about you, you know, that means something, or at least it should mean something to you. So,
yeah,
hey, do us a solid and share with your people. Let's see. You know, getting traffic to the website, that's all, of course, important. So, you know, that ties into awareness, people sharing. Just trying to get the website out there, you know, get in people's faces and, you know, stay in their inboxes, you know, and just, you know, trying to, you know, let people know that we're a resource.
Definitely. All right. Speaking of, well, I'm going to ask another question and we're going to go into a break. So, of course, I want to ask, how did it all start? I did read the biography on you, and I do have a question or two about it, but like, yeah, how did it all start? Like, I know it started from the music love aspect of it. I did see that you did some write-ups for some other people as well, some other notable people. But how did it, like, what got you to the point where you said, hey, I'm going to start this this website, or, you know, this cultural thing that we need, and where did it all start from? Like, how did that come about?
Well, actually, I did not personally start Soul Bounce. I was one of the first writers, but it was actually started by another young man whose online moniker is Nova, and he started that in 2007, summer of 2007, and he was looking for writers, and I just happened to answer the call. And like I said, I was one of the first writers for the website. And when he decided to leave Soul Bounce, he left it in the hands of the writers. We're like, okay, what are we gonna do, y'all? So we just, you know, took it and ran with it and kept it going. And you know, one by one, you know, writers have come and gone, but I just stuck around. And you know, I became editor-in-chief, you know, when he departed, you know, just to add some leadership to the website. And you know, here I am. Almost you know, over 10 years later. So yeah, so it's been a fun ride. You know, it's had its ups, its downs, it's you know, hiccups. And everything, and definitely has not been a smooth ride. It's, you know, been a little bumpy at times, you know, but we're still here because we feel that our voice is still very necessary. You know, when the website was started in 2007, there weren't a whole bunch of soul and R&B focused websites. And sadly, there still aren't a whole bunch. You know, you could throw a rock and hit a hip hop website, but you can't say the same on the soul and R&B side of things, which, you know, is definitely a problem. And not even that, but quality soul and R&B websites.
Right.
That's another conversation altogether. So, yeah, so, you know, if I've ever thought about shutting Soul Bounce down, it's been like, well, I kind of can't because it's necessary. And, you know, just got to tough it out and, you know, hope that, you know, things turn around and, you know, that more people start to come to the website and, you know, just know that it is here. So yeah. But as far as, you know, my background and everything, yeah, that's how I came to the website. So even though it's not my baby, I'm the adoptive parent.
Right. Well, you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
I love it, man. I frequent it through there. Like I said, my people's the Groove Sweet family, we frequent it. So definitely keep up the great work. And again, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so, all right, we're going to get into our first break, our first mix. Groove Sweet, Jack Shaw, Kimberly Hines, a.k.a. Butter, soulbounce.com. We'll be right back.
Okay, 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 okay.
You live in my dream state. You look at my fantasy. I stay in reality. You
eyelids, my eyelids. I don't wanna wake up. 2020 vision. Cupid hit me, with precision. I wonder if you look both ways when you cross my mind. I said I'm sick of chasing. You're the one that's always running through my daydream. I can only see your face when I close my eyes.
Can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war, and I don't know if I'm gonna see you again. Can I get a kiss? Can I? And can you make it last forever?
I said, okay, my infatuation is translating to another form of what you call it. Oh yeah, I ain't met you, I've been looking, stuck and waiting for, I stop the chasing like an alcoholic. You don't understand me, what the fuck do you mean? It's them roasted cheeks, yeah, it's them dirt colored eyes. Sugar, honey, iced tea, bumblebee on the scene. Yeah, I give up my bakery to have a piece of your pie. Ugh.
2020 vision. Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways when you cross my mind. I said I'm sick of chasing. You're the one that's always running through my daydream. I can only see your face when I close my eyes.
So
can I get a kiss?
Podcast.
I'm yours.
You're the one.
wake up and I feel like I don't know what's wrong and don't care what's right, right? And I ain't saying that it's you, just saying times I think of myself more than I do you. And give you proper love, I gotta love myself some. You gotta find yourself something, get you a hobby or something. Doing great spaces we existing in. We ain't quite a couple, but we more than friends. I think about coexisting and how to succeed at it. We gotta give each other space just to breathe a bit. I don't want things to become too routine with us. It's alright every day, we ain't gotta talk that much. Just knowing I got you in my life is enough for me. And you respect me having individuality. That's what makes us happy, that's what keeps us whole. Even in love, you gotta keep your soul, can't you? Sometimes we just existing and that's alright. The days we ain't unhappy or on cloud nine. Just keeping up with traffic, riding zoning out. I ask you what's wrong, you tell me nothing, babe, I'm alright. I guess every journey come with long yellow lights. Slow down is what you telling me, I'm telling me, look, you ought to really listen to the signs you get in life. Trying to follow my own advice. Too many of my friends approaching 30, upset that they ain't nobody's wife. I know better than the rush, that's suicide. We just starting out, we got a few hills to climb. If you meet me halfway, I swear I got the time to figure it out. Well, I'm asking for a little space, cause even couples need a couple minutes for a mental break. So don't trip, babe, I'm just trying to breathe, relax. Love ain't easy, days don't come like that. My insecurities don't help at all. There's still love there, hope he don't stay upset for long. Are we there yet? On some Ice Cube and Nia Long. Seems we all packing his bags, about to rip it on. Fine, whatever. Bouncing in, nigga. Knowing I regret the decision, I'm gon' miss ya. Love funny, it gets cold in the summer and winter. Your heart just wanna cuddle up, make up sex with a nigga. Ooh, I promise, baby, I'm still deep in love with you. Yep, yep, I know the MO, this is how we do. Up and down, roller coaster, too emotional. Got me feeling sick inside, I only like it when we ride. In the bedroom like a coupe, arguments we loop, going in circles, I wanna circle back with him, back when we were friends, yeah, them happy days. I really miss my boo-boo, hoping he don't stay away.
You think by now you'd be used to it. I can feel it inside your kiss. Oh, you should know by now.
I got the love, got the love.
All right, Groove Sweet Podcast, we are back in Duval County, whereas we are bike. Kim, I don't know if you know about Jacksonville, Florida, how we talk down here.
I do not.
We don't say back. We say bike, like B-Y-K.
Bike, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very interesting. So, we are back with the editor-in-chief of SoulBounce.com, Kimberly Hines. So, all right, so let's pick up from where we said, where it all started. I read a little bit, and it said you were starting on a novel or a book. Am I correct?
That's years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so are you going to start that back up again, or is it a work in progress?
I would love to return to that, but, you know, when time permits, but it just hasn't permitted at this time. So, if I can ever, you know, really take a, you know, good break from Soulbounce and, you know, have some downtime, then, yeah, of course I'd like to get back to writing my novel or a novel. I'm not necessarily going back to the ones that I've started before, but, yeah, that would be great to rekindle my fiction flame.
Okay. Cool. Fiction, correct? Okay.
Yes, it was what I was writing was fiction.
Okay. Well, all right, so you know what, I mentioned how Florida people talk. Let me see if I'm correct that you were a Florida resident at one time or?
Yes, I grew up in South Florida.
Oh, what city?
Lauderhill.
Lauderhill. Okay, cool. So you know a little bit. Well, you further down south. You was further down south. I'm north of Florida, so we have mm-hmm. a different swag going on. But I saw Florida resident, I was like, oh, okay, she done touched our grounds a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, I was there from first grade to 12th, so.
Yeah, okay, cool. Nice. Have you been back since, or having a desire to come back for a minute? I mean, at least.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was just in Miami for the Revolt Music Conference, so yes, I do come back on occasion.
That was
now. Do I think I've ever lived there again? I don't know, but I'll definitely always visit because both of my parents are in Florida, so I'll definitely always visit.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, so your staff, you say when Nova, correct, he left mm-hmm. and kind of to the writers or whatnot. So let us know who's all, like, the writers, editors or whatnot. I, of course, I was on the site. I see D-Money was a senior editor. Mercy was a contributor writer. Is there anybody else notable that you'd like to mention or kind of give a shout-out to or?
Yes, definitely. Shout out to, you know, all of the current staff. Like you mentioned, Dante, who was our senior editor, my right-hand man, literally. Mercy, contributing writer. Also, other contributing writers are Ivory, Karima, who's known online as Eats, Beats, and Life. Brianna, she's, what's her handle? I think it's Brie Cakes. I might be wrong. I should know this. And then Kendrick, his online handle is Ken Ham. So yes, so shout out to all of our writers.
Right, cool. So within these 10 years, I see that you here at Soulbounce and you have won some awards, correct?
Yes.
All right, so I see, all right, so 2008, 2010, and 2011, Black Web Blog Award for Best Music mm-hmm. Blog. So 2010, you have the Soul Train Awards for Best Soul Site, and 2011 Ebony Magazine Power 100. Speak on that.
Yes.
But speak on those Authors Awards. Those are some heavy, heavy awards.
Yes, yes. Definitely blessed to have been recognized by those organizations and entities. The Soul Train Award, that was, I think, one of the biggest for us because that was actually a fan vote. So, you know, we had people down to the wire, last minute. We were, you know, rallying our troops and everybody to, you know, come through, and it, and they came through. they helped us to, you know, get that accolade. And then with the Ebony Power 100, that was a total surprise because, we were just notified, hey, you're on the list. We're like, what?
Wow.
We're like, oh my God. Yeah, so that was, you know, something out of the blue, you know, that we were totally didn't even know we were in the running for. So that was pretty amazing.
Right.
And the Black Weblog Awards, you know, we campaigned for that also the years that we won. But yeah, not to the extent of the Soul Train, but still, you know, I mean, among the Black blogger set, you know, the Black Webloggers Awards are a big deal. So we, you know, came out with those W's, and, you know, it's definitely something that we're, you know, happy about and proud that that's a part of our story.
Yeah, definitely. So I saw online like a couple of days ago, where they said something about, because I'm in this black podcast group on Facebook, and they were saying, somebody posted this meme. You know, they have a meme for everything, like everything.
Yes.
So they were saying that they feel like black podcasts is the podcast world is like segregated. Like it's like the black podcast against the white podcast. I guess I'm assuming it's the white podcast, but do you feel like that's the case? Do you feel like that holds true
for podcasting or in general?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming it was podcast. But I mean, that's how I took it as I read it. So when I looked at it, I was like, that podcast being segregated. I was like, well, maybe I'm not too deep into it to know if we're segregated or not. I just feel like, you know, we have our own pain, and, you know, that, you know, people, we have supporters that support black podcasts. So I didn't know that people were paying any attention to the segregated part. So I just want to get your opinion on it. You feel like,
well, I mean, I think that there is definitely some truth to that. I think that there's definitely segregation in media, you know, to an extent. So yeah, so I don't see podcast as being any different. I mean, and like you said, you know, everybody has their lane, you know, so you're going to gravitate towards, you know, podcasts that are of your interest. So if you're interested in Black Girl Magic, you're going to listen to the Black Girl Magic whatever podcast. If you're interested in, you know, Vampires in Brooklyn, you're going to listen to the Vampires in Brooklyn podcast. You know, I mean, podcasts are so niche now. You know, they have their own audiences. So yeah, so something that appeals to a white guy in Wyoming probably won't appeal to a African-American woman in Washington, D.C. So, you know, I think it just is what it is. It's a virtue of, you know, each, you know, podcast having their particular topics that they talk about. And it, like I said, something that is of interest to a white person may not necessarily be of interest to a black person unless you're into that thing, and vice versa.
So it seems pretty standard, basically. It don't seem like it, because I mean, and I will say, when I saw that meme, I felt like there was being the person that posted it or whoever, I feel like it was kind of reaching to me to a certain extent. But again, I was like, why is that even a situation? And you have to understand as well, like, I'm new to, you know, into getting to the media part of, you know, or the communications factor of what I do. So, I've been in it forever. I mean, I'm a hip-hop artist, I'm a DJ, been doing it for a while, but in regards to in regards to going to the podcast or even media aspect of it, I was like, oh, so they do this in this market too? Like, you know, I felt like,
right.
I feel like everything is segregated. Well, I feel like everybody puts everything in the segregation bucket. But I was like,
right.
Really? Like, I just felt like people just listen to it because they want to listen to it or it appeals to them. So that's why.
Right, exactly. Right. I mean, people listen to what appeals to them. So, you know, I mean, there are a lot of black people that listen to rock music. So they're going to listen to a rock podcast. But on the flip side, there are a lot of, you know, Caucasians that love neo-soul. So they're going to listen to a neo-soul podcast. So, I mean, music is colorless. So,
exactly.
You know, I think that, you know, it has the ability to appeal across races and ethnicities. So, I mean, I think that, you know, like we were saying, that podcasts can in fact be segregated, quote unquote, but that doesn't exclude people from listening. It just may mean that the majority of your listeners are of a certain race. But
Right. Anybody
can listen to a podcast. There's no restriction.
Right. At free will. Like, you can listen to it at free will. I mean,
right. Or you cannot.
Exactly.
Nobody has a gun to your head that you have to listen to this podcast or else. And if so, then that sounds like a bad movie plot.
Bad gone wrong. So.
Right.
Okay. Right. So, all right, we've been going to our second mix real quick, and then we're going to come back. We're going to keep it short because we don't want to keep this young lady too much of her time. But Groove Sweet family, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. We will be right back with Kimberly Hines, a.k.a. Butter, SoulBounce.com.
Groove Sweet podcast.
Thank you. the hills or her slides, either way, eyes on her every single day, week, year, everyone wondering how she does it with no fear of that confidence. Was it heaven sent? Does it come within? Does it come run out? I don't know. She'll just have them running out and in. Man, they want to sin, talking deadly sin with Mrs. Lady. I don't understand why she hit them like.
Soul, you're the perfect mold. Ashes to dust particles, our melanin bought and sold. But I love you like I love God. Brother, you're my black gold. Shine, baby, shine.
Sad shit, the madness, the hard times, the hood life, the bad ways, the evil thoughts I have. Toward a good life, it looks like a nightfall. We ride for the grieving, we kill for the cause, and we die for what we believe in. At least when it's over, we went out like a soldier. We got rich and we died trying to get rich. My corners got prostitutes, creatures, they laugh when they see blood, cause they can't wait to eat you. Can't get this shit no realer. Don't kill the nigga with the message, kill the dealer. I'm just the revealer of poison, the hatred we face with the races. White boys in higher places, we written spaces from classrooms to bathrooms. These niggas will blast you in case against the half. I have not, most niggas have to. I ask you, admit me,
What would you do? Would you struggle? Would you get bread? See my life on
Routine
True
Routine stop, police cop, bang bang shot, black boy dog.
Way more than just a friend to me. Blacker than that Texas tea is only freedom or death for me. Especially when your only natural resources is your memories. A catalog, a smash a blog, middle finger to the masters, y'all. Picture me acting soft, the science fiction like Isaac Asimov. Black lives matter, homie. Miss me with the back and forth. Whether you straight about the same love as Ryan Lewis and Macklemore. I live, you hear me? But clearly I ain't listening. I'm in the mist again. Securing my position as a dissident. I hear the whispering from those who slither in, trying to be middlemen. I told you 20 years ago, they conditioned by their conditioning. Never tired, not a Michelin. Hitting a road less traveled on. I pace myself, my race is not a sprint, it's a marathon. A song is worth a thousand speeches, it's a jewel I got for Farrakhan. Freedom is the mantra as we're standing down, down,
down. All right, everybody, Groove Sweet Podcast, Mr. Al Pete. Sasha Thumper. Hello, Sasha. Where you at? Where you at? We're going to bring you back to the show. That's my other co-host, Sasha Thumper. We have Kimberly Hines, a.k.a. Butter, Buttersoul, soulbound.com. You want to go ahead and make that correction, ma'am? Or?
Yes, I definitely want to correct myself from earlier. I misspoke about Brianna's online name. It's actually B-Cakes, not Brie Cakes. So I wanted to make that correction. And I also cannot forget... my best friend who is on staff and my right-hand woman. It's Susan Wright, who online is known as Susie Sunshine, and she's Soulbounce's director of operations. So definitely want to shout her out because she assists in all of the behind-the-scenes stuff going on and, you know, brand partnerships and, you know, everything of that nature. So yes, so definitely shout out Susan.
Indeed, shout out to Susan. All right, so we're gonna do a couple more questions and then we're gonna get out your way. So I guess my personal question. So I'm a big Fonte fan.
Mm-hmm.
Fonte, man, like, you know, musically, I feel like Fonte is like my older brother, even though we're not. I really do. I feel like he's an older brother that's like giving me wisdom. Like, I've been growing with him ever since, you know, Little Brother, of course, Foreign Exchange. They make great music. So,
yes, they do.
Yeah, so I be seeing your pictures, and it seems like y'all are so, like, y'all just having, like, the best time or whatever. So this is, you know, just talk about Fonte a little bit. I just want to hear, like, what are your thoughts on him or whatnot. Because I feel like, you know, your pictures, and you be like, they're real cool. You don't think nothing else, but you're thinking, like, they have a really good vibe in some form or fashion way. So.
Yes. I mean, Fonte is the homie. You know, that is my brother. Love him. You know, got to know him, you know, through Soul Bounce and, you know, our coverage of the foreign exchange, and just developed a friendship over the years. I mean, he's as cool in person as you think he would be, you know, just seeing him, whether it's on stage or, you know, reading his hilarious tweets or listening to him on the Questlove Supreme show. I mean, he's just that dude. He doesn't put on any airs, doesn't, you know, he's not a fake, he's not a phony. What you see, you know, is him 24/7. So, yeah, so he's just a really cool dude. And, you know, getting to know him off stage, you know, has been awesome, you know, because you just see that he's just as real as they come. So, yeah, right. So definitely props to Fonte. And I want to congratulate him and his new wife. He just got married this past weekend. So, yes. So, shout out to him and his new bride, the Colemans.
The Colemans, okay. I was, you know, I'm not trying to get into the tabloids. You know, I won't even ask that. But nevertheless, I know he mentioned it on Questlove Supreme that his girlfriend or whatnot, they was getting a spot. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Congratulations to him. So, yeah, I want to send a major congratulations to him, man. Again, I feel like that's my brother.
Yes. I think a lot of people feel that way. And, you know, that's just who he is. He engenders that feeling in people.
Right. And you follow foreign exchange a lot as well. I mean, I know you follow a mass amount of people, but yeah, you're real into it with foreign exchange or whatever. What's your favorite album for foreign exchange? I know I'm putting you on the spot on that one.
Let me think. Favorite album. Oh man, this is a tough one. I would say it's the second album.
Okay.
I would say it's the second one. Leave It All Behind.
Leave It All. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Leave It All Behind is my favorite album, for sure. Because that's got Take Off the Blues. It's got so many jams on there that, I could play that, like, in heavy rotation still and not get tired of it.
Yeah, I want to know is, like, my top three favorite songs of foreign exchange. Oh my god, crazy. So that's good. Leave It All Behind, that's my favorite joint as well. So
cool.
All right, so we have a segment on the podcast called What's Your Groove, and basically we ask our interviewers or ask anybody, you know, what's their groove, you know, what you're listening to, what you want to put us up on, you know, who should we be checking out for, what album you're listening to, what song you play every day, what have it. So what is Miss Butter's groove? What you listening to?
Let's see. My current groove is a couple of albums that have come out recently. Layla Hathaway's new album, right. Honestly. I mean, I think it's her most contemporary album to date. But that's not in a bad way. You know, because Layla could sing the phone book and set it off. But, you know, as far as, you know, and she's not trying to keep up with the Joneses either. You know, she's not, you know, she's not trying to sound young or anything. But, you know, for what she does, and she does it so well, she, you know, definitely has a good album on her hands with Honestly. Let's see. Another joint I'm feeling is by Russell Taylor. His new album, it's actually an EP, and the first EP in a set of three, it's a trilogy, and the first one is named Tin Man the Blue. And I really enjoyed that. Like, it just dropped Friday, same day as Layla. And it's really enjoyable. He has a totally different arrangement of Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody on there, and it is surprisingly like how he switched it up. I definitely want people to go check it out, go listen to it, so I won't give any spoilers. But, you know, what he did with his arrangement, you know, totally flipped the script on the song. Like, you wouldn't expect I Want to Dance with Somebody to sound like that. So,
okay.
You know, definitely props to him for his creativity and imagination in reimagining that song and the whole project in general. I think it's like 5 or 6 songs. And definitely enjoyed it from beginning to end.
Cool, cool, cool. All right, well, I haven't heard Russell tell us, so I'm going to have to check that out. Definitely, I'll throw that in the mix, the rendition of Want to Dance with Somebody. Definitely.
Yes, yes, for sure.
Cool, cool, cool. So, any another personal question for myself? I'm trying to get all the little gems in. But so, what advice do you have for a person like myself in regards to the media aspect of it? You know, as far as because we're trying to, you know, of course, stick into the soul aspect of music. Of course, mm-hmm. we want to, you know, do other stuff as well that parallels to, you know, soul and funk and jazz, et cetera, stuff like that. So what mm-hmm. advice do you give to somebody like me that wants to be able to grow in that market in regards to the media aspect of it?
Well, definitely, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You know, think outside the box. If you see somebody not doing something or something not being done, rather, you know, then do it. If you see a lack of coverage in a certain area, then cover it, you know, because if you don't, then perhaps nobody will. You know, so you just have to get in where you fit in. You know, you have a podcast, aren't a lot of, you know, necessarily podcasts about this genre of music. So, yeah, so how do you, you know, cover it well, you know, make yourself stand out some kind of way. Definitely, you know, reach out to artists, you know, start small, start with indie and, you know, work your way up to, you know, major label artists if you're so inclined. But, you know, everybody's looking for coverage, especially artists who are, you know, just coming out with, you know, projects, you know, as part of their promo cycle. So of course they're looking for coverage and, you know, mm-hmm. they, you know, may be open to doing podcasts, doing interviews, so on and so forth. So it's making sure that publicists know that you're out here and that, you know, you're a resource. So yeah, so I mean, you got to put in the work. Right. You know, Soul Bounce wasn't built in a day, but it's been built. So, you know, same with, you know, your situation. You're just starting out, been in this for however long, but you just got to keep at it and keep getting better and, you know, keep practicing your craft. You know, go to podcasting conferences, you know, join podcasting associations, you know, and, you know, just keep learning, keep creating. You know, there's such a need for this content that you're doing, that I'm doing, that other soul and R&B focused sites are doing. So we got to keep at it, because if one outlet dies, then that's one less outlet for these artists. And they're already behind the eight ball as it is. Right. Because, you know, not a lot of outlets, mainstream outlets, are covering them. So we have to make sure to do it and to do it well to compete right. with those other outlets. So yeah, so that said a lot. I feel like that was one long run-on sentence.
But I took every word of it to heart. So thank you so much.
Good.
It was not wasted, definitely. So
okay, all right, good.
All right, any last words or anything you want to let us know? Anything new that's coming up that we need to expect from soulbounce.com, from yourself? From staff, give us everything. Just give us all, give it all. I know it's Butter Soul. Butter Soul on Instagram, correct?
Yes, that's my Instagram, Butter Soul. Yeah, but thank you for the opportunity to, you know, get on your podcast and, you know, share some things and chit chat about Soul Bounce and what we do. Really appreciate that. And, you know, thank you for being a supporter and you know, definitely want to let folks know that Soul Bounce is, soulbounce.com is, you know, a resource for soul and R&B coverage and, you know, music, videos, reviews, all of that. So, so we're here and, you know, really appreciate people coming through and visiting the website and following us on social media with soul.bounce on Instagram. It's Soul Bounce on Twitter and Soul Bounce Online on Facebook. Those are the three main ones that we focus on. And like I said, soulbounce.com is the website. Coming up for Soul Bounce, we're finally going to have a mobile version of the website. I know people have been side-eyeing us. The site is not mobile-friendly. So that is definitely coming sooner than later. Hopefully before the end of the year, we can finally roll that out. But and you know, some site upgrades are coming down the pike as well. Definitely want to make the experience user friendly for people so that, you know, they'll keep coming back and keep, you know, coming back to Soul Bounce as a resource. So I just want to make, you know, stuff easier for people and also ourselves.
Gotcha. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you again, Ms. Kimberly Hines, aka Butter. Thank you so much for taking your time out to talk to us. We greatly
thank you.
Yeah, no thanks.
You're welcome.
So my Groove Suite family, hope y'all enjoyed this interview. Let us know what you think. Hit us up. Make sure you subscribe to all us. We are on Facebook as the Groove Suite. You might type in the Groove Suite podcast. That'll pop up as well, but definitely type in the Groove Suite. Instagram and Twitter is the Groove Suite. Our email is groovesuitejacks@gmail.com. If you want to just drop a line and say, hey, we're dope, or you want to say, hey, check out this song and let us know what's going on. Also, make sure y'all go to soulbounce.com and stay tuned with them because they have great, great, great content that they love to give to us soul people that love that soul funk, that funk you type thing. So, yeah. Kimberly, thank you so much. I appreciate you. We will talk soon, hopefully.
Thank you. Yes, you take care and all the best to you and your endeavors and with the Groove Suite podcast. You know, we definitely appreciate you being another resource for the soul and R&B community. So you're appreciated.
Definitely. All right, Groove Suite Jacks, y'all, we are out.
Yeah, nigga, you next up. Took me for a ride and you're right. drop off. 30 seconds, we go from zero to Mach 4. And it feels like I'm going through hell. But if you're going through hell, what the fuck you wanna stop for?
Sweet roof, sweet podcast. Clock strikes upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade. It's still enough time to figure out how to chase these blues away. I've done all right up to now. It's the light of day that shows me how. And when the night falls, my lonely heart cries. I wanna dance with somebody. I wanna feel the heat with somebody. Yeah. I wanna dance with somebody, with somebody who loves me. Being in love and lost procedures. Oh, spinning through the town. Sooner or later, the fever hits. Oh, and I wind up feeling down. I need a love that takes a chance, with a heart that burns hot enough to last. And when the night falls, my lonely heart calls. I wanna feel the heat with somebody. Hey, I wanna dance with somebody.
Groove Suite podcast has been brought to you by Mr. Penis's Neighborhood and the Groove Suite, powered by 92.7 The Beat and Hip Hop and Hookah. Make sure you stay in tune with us on our socials on Instagram and Twitter at The Groove Suite and on Facebook, The Groove Suite Podcast. If you want to email us some music, tell us that you like us, email us at groovesuitejacks@gmail.com. New things, new things, new things. New vibe, new soul, all that. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who supports us, rock with us, and vibe with us. The Groove Suite.